For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. I am Aaron Broughton, your host for today, and I want to thank you for tuning in to this program. The Thanksgiving season is now upon us, and is one of my favorite times of the year. Families gather around the table eating turkey and dressing, celebrating this special day. And as I think about this day, we indeed have so much to be thankful for. Now, the Hebrew word to give thanks is pronounced hodu. Ironically, hodu is the same word for turkey. Maybe turkey for Thanksgiving was started by the Jewish people. Who knew? Anyways, we have the privilege to come together with our friends and family in stopping to give thanks to the Lord. As we do this, our family usually sings a song of praise together as we sit around the table. Now, one of my favorite songs that we sing, especially with our Jewish friends, is called Hodu le'Adonai ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. This verse is found in several places in the Bible and is translated, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. This song is a command for us to give thanks to God. As we think about this, let us look at the root, the shoresh, as we say in Hebrew, of thanksgiving. We see from the example of God's provision for Israel in the wilderness how they were thankful for his blessings. Tragically, though, the children of Israel soon forgot about the goodness of God and complained. Challenging God's goodness is to accuse God falsely about his character. God's goodness is his essence and nature. He cannot be separated from his goodness. It is from his goodness that his mercy flows. This is an eternal attribute of an eternal God. So often, we neglect our duty to be thankful, which can result in having a heart of ingratitude. Romans 1, verse 21 mentions a people who reject the goodness of God, where it reads, Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The other danger is that we can develop the heart of a Pharisee who gives thanks to God for what he has done in comparison to others. True thanksgiving, though, is based upon God's goodness and not our own. As believers in the Messiah, Jesus, we can always be thankful for his deliverance from our sin and the provision of goodness that he sends us each day. The psalm also carries the messianic hope that God's goodness and mercy did not end when the Jewish people returned from exile. God's goodness is ultimately found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even today, this psalm is sung during the Feast of Israel in Jewish communities as they await the Messiah. The troubles in this world darken the man's view that God is good. When Jesus returns to this earth, he will reign in a glorious display of goodness and mercy. We are reminded in one of our favorite psalms, Psalm 23, verse 6, where it says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, when you look at the seven feasts of Israel from Leviticus chapter 23, the seventh feast on the Jewish calendar is Sukkot, known as the Feast of Tabernacles. It can also be called the Jewish Thanksgiving. Now, during this harvest festival, the Jewish people thank God for his yearly provision, but also look forward to the day when God will dwell among them. With this perspective, we can be thankful today as we anticipate this blessed time in the future. As we wait for his coming, life's challenges may cause us to wonder, where is the goodness of God? Maybe this past year was a difficult year for you. I have found that thanking God in the midst of each trial helps us realize his divine presence. God's goodness is his hand holding mine rather than my hand holding his. The root, the shoresh, as we say in Hebrew, the root of thanksgiving is his goodness. When we walk through the dark valleys, God is good. When the storms of life gather around us, God is good. No matter what our situation may be, we can always give thanks to the Lord. May we hold on to this great truth that the Lord is good and that his mercy endureth forever. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.